CNN News Selection Number 1, Lukewarm Welcome.
Well, some of the people fleeing conflict in the Middle East are seeking safety in Japan. Immigration is a controversial topic there. While the country donates billions of dollars to international refugee programs, it rejects almost every asylum application it gets. Well, CNN's Will Ripley met Kurds living in limbo outside Tokyo.
A rare taste of Kurdish hospitality in Japan. This family of refugees welcomes us into their home. Their home, at least for now. About 2,000 ethnic Kurds live in Japan, most seeking refuge from sectarian violence. This family fled the Turkish-Syrian border more than a decade ago. They've learned Japanese, local customs, and live quietly in a small Kurdish enclave north of Tokyo. But they don't have a permanent home. Japan can deport them at any time because of a strict policy that only gives refugee status to a select few and leaves everyone else in limbo. Mesut Gul has been living temporarily in Japan for 11 years. He reapplies at the Immigration Bureau every 2 months. When he tried to reapply in December, something he's done more than 60 times, immigration workers told him he was being deported. His request for refugee status finally denied. Locked in detention for 5 months, Gul became seriously ill. Officers took him to the hospital in shackles. Gul is appealing his deportation order. He says even this life is better than what he'd face back home. Japan's Justice Ministry says nearly 11,000 people applied for asylum last year, a record. The Immigration Bureau accepted just 28 refugees.
The government tells CNN people abuse the system, that many seeking refugee status are actually economic migrants, and that Japan, the world's third largest economy, already donates billions of dollars to refugee programs.
But this homogenous, insular society is fiercely reluctant to take in migrants. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says Japan needs to focus on restarting its economy before considering changes to its refugee policy.
Is Japan's immigration system designed to grind people down, to make them want to leave?
From my 35 years of experience in immigration, I would say Japan wants to send them back, says Hidenori Sakanaka. The former head of Tokyo's immigration bureau is trying to change the system. The time has come for us to accept more refugees and immigrants, he says. Not one Turkish Kurd has ever been granted refugee status in Japan. Instead, they get temporary permits renewed every few months. Many cannot work legally, don't qualify for health care, and can't even leave their city without permission. Constant state of uncertainty, even for students like 19-year-old Ramazan Dursun. His parents brought him here as a child. I dream about having a future in Japan, he says, but if I'm deported, everything I learned, everything I built here will disappear. In Japan, he and other refugees find safe harbor, but no home. Their lives, their futures, in limbo. Will Ripley, CNN, Kawaguchi, Japan.